Anyways, he has this nice jingle.
Right.
And it's very lovely.
Uh-huh.
The singers are on key.
Oh, sure.
You know, and it's great.
Good.
But I'm here now.
Uh-huh.
And Howard's away.
Right.
And I figured I should have my own jingle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You put one together?
Yeah.
Who did the singing?
Well, it's the Russ Tyson Singers, of course.
Ah, so they finally got a chance to show you what they think of you.
Yeah, so you want to hear it?
Definitely.
Okay, here it is.
It's a brand new Calgary morning. What's nice to have you today on CFCM?
I think mine has warmth.
It has something, yes. It has things that are left around in cow pastures have warmth too, right? If you're traveling this morning on Memorial Drive at 29th Street West, Mr. B got out there yesterday with a little screwdriver, you see, because you know those lights weren't working. But I'll tell you what, traffic's moving through there now like a grease pig through the hands of a dozen kids. Don't be afraid to use Memorial through 29th Street West. It's moving very, very well. It's one or two light travel eastbound. Traveling eastbound 16th Avenue, one or two light travel, with the exception of the approach to Edmonton Trail, where the right lane is still blocked with that hole in the ground. And if you're traveling the eastbound McKnight Boulevard, John Lurie combination, that's one or two lights as well. For Cardinal Keith, the CFCN Traffic Watch.
Take a weekend and take just the two of you and take time to relax and enjoy the Lake Louise Inn. Nestled in the high country, the crowds are gone and the quiet continues lazily for the whole weekend. It's nature at her best, with changing moods, changing colors, a photographer's dream. At the Lake Louise Inn, you can enjoy the majesty of the surrounding landscape, enjoy the quiet relaxation, and enjoy all that the inn has to offer. Excellent accommodations, superb menus, lounges, swimming pool, and jacuzzi. It's a friendly, easygoing oasis of comfort in the wilderness. It's just what you need at this time of year, a break away. Just the two of you, to do the things you enjoy, like long walks in the evening, hiking, and just enjoying all the amenities. The Lake Louise Inn. Call their toll-free number at 1-800-661-1064 for your getaway weekend.
Because Christmas is really for everyone.
The spirit of Christmas alive at Marlboro Town Square. Fun contests for the kids, special things for mom and dad. A Marlboro Christmas is something for everyone.
At Marlboro, Christmas comes to life.
It's a brand new Calgary morning. What sights have you there on CFCN?
We said you couldn't have instant replay on a radio, eh? 7:23. 23 after 7 in the morning. Girl and a neon
philharmonic.
Theater Downstairs, a University of Calgary Department of Drama's alternative stage, will present J.M. Singe in The Shadow of the Glen and Enchanted Night by Polish playwright Sławomir Mazurek in its second offering of the 79-80 season. The double bill, directed, designed, and acted by U of C students, will be held free of charge tomorrow and Sunday at 8:30 p.m. in the Studio Theater on campus. And today, during the noon hour in the Devonian Gardens, and that's from 12:10 to 1 p.m., the jazz guitar of Doug Stevenson and Jimmy Chu. The Alberta Ballet Company proudly presents their fall season November 20th and 21st at 8 p.m. at the Jubilee Auditorium. Don't miss this spectacular new production with guest artists Sonia Vartanian and Sylvester Campbell, the world premieres of Guiliani Variations and Sundances, with three other exciting ballets on Tuesday, November 20th and Wednesday, November 21st at 8 p.m. Tickets are available at the Bay Box Office. Keep your community informed. When you have an event of interest, let us know at CKO News 103. Mail or deliver details to CKO Radio 332, 17th Avenue Southwest, before 5 o'clock the day before your event. Community calendar is heard twice every morning on CKO News 103.
On the CKO Weather Watch in Calgary this morning. It's 12 midnight in Calgary, plus 2 degrees. I'm Jeff Newland. This is CHQR News, Sports and Weather. A Calgary woman has been found not guilty in a charge of soliciting in a public place. The decision was handed down in a Calgary court Friday, and it could affect future police actions in prostitution cases.
City police morality officers were anxiously awaiting this morning's judgment by Justice H.G. Oliver. Cynthia Ruth Shanks had been charged with unlawfully soliciting a person or persons in a public place for the purpose of prostitution. During the October 24th trial, the Crown presented two witnesses, city policemen who testified the accused had approached five people, including an undercover officer, while walking slowly back and forth at the corner of 8th Avenue, 1st Street Southeast. However, Justice H.G. Oliver ruled that on no occasion did he find evidence of pressure or persistence in the conduct of the accused. Justice Oliver said while the accused demonstrated an intention to make herself available for prostitution, her conduct did not amount to persistence. He found her not guilty. Terry Vogt, CHQR News.
Delegates are expected to attend the Native Education Conference to be held in Calgary later today. Conference coordinator Betty Yellowhorn says one area of discussion will be the curriculum used in Alberta schools.
The material that's covered is oriented towards sort of the middle class stratum of our society, and very few Native people are in that stratum. And it's more in the urban, whereas a lot of the Native people are in rural areas. And just the cultural component of Native people isn't included in the curriculum at all.
And she says that curriculum is lacking in many other ways as well. Two of the featured speakers amongst the delegates to attend from across the province are Harold Cardinal, the former Regional Director of Indian Affairs in Canada, and Chief Nelson Smalllegs of the Pagan Band. For Calgarians who are handicapped or who won't be in the city November the 28th, there are advance polls later today and Monday for the Civic Center plebiscite. The polls are being held from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days at City Hall.
We have it at City Hall here because there's a parking lot out the back. And, of course, there's a ramp coming down for wheelchair people also, so it makes it convenient, too, on the ground floor to get in there.
Returning Officer Dave Harris says besides regular eligibility, people who want to vote in the advance polls will have to show reasons for not voting November the 28th. U.S. federal agents pounced upon a group of eight Iranians at the Baltimore-Washington airport last night. The agents found the contents of their two pieces of luggage to be most interesting.
When they made the airport arrests, they confiscated high-powered rifles, scopes, and ammunition, and a map of Washington, D.C. with some embassies marked on it. But the luggage which contained the guns had been checked in for a flight bound from Baltimore to New York. Agents are still trying to find out just what may have been afoot. Robert Hager, NBC News, Washington.
Apparently, they didn't buy the suspect's story that they were taking the weaponry home. The eight are being held on bail on charges of dealing in firearms without a license. Israel is being censured by the United Nations General Assembly for its deportation of the mayor of Nablus.
The United States, along with 131 other countries, voted to censure Israel because of its threat to deport the mayor of the West Bank town of Nablus. Only Israel voted against the Assembly bid for the Begin government to rescind the deportation order. Ambassador Bloom of Israel labeled this move as cynical and said he has heard of no mention of the attempted murder of the Israeli ambassador to Portugal. This censure highlights the growing rift between Jerusalem and Washington. Ricky Rosenthal for NBC News at the United Nations.
Now look at the CHQR sports scene at 12:04. The Western Hockey League at the Corral, the 12th win of the year for the Calgary Wranglers against three losses as Calgary beats Regina 6-4. In two other games, Saskatoon tripled Brandon 6-2. Portland got by New Westminster without too much apparent trouble. The score was Portland 5, New Westminster 1.
Calgary weather, Chinook cloudiness overnight and tomorrow with a gusty westerly wind, a low to zero, with a high tomorrow to about 10 degrees. Sunday will continue to be quite windy, but slightly cooler. Right now, it's cloudy. The wind is from the south at 7 kilometers per hour. It's plus 2 degrees Celsius, 36 degrees Fahrenheit. This is CHQR News. I'm Jeff Newland.
Heat was in the air. Municipal elections were held yesterday in BC. One of the highlights was the re-election of Prince Rupert's perennial mayor, Peter Lester. It was his 12th consecutive victory. Victoria and Surrey elected new mayors, too. Princess Anne concluded her six-day visit to southern Ontario yesterday. She attended the College Bowl football game final. Finally, wigs, miniskirts, and split skirts are back in the news. Not here, but in Uganda. The post-dictator Idi Amin banned the fashions when he was in power, but now the government says they will scrap the former president's decrees and ladies can wear what they want. CKXL pays cash for news, $1,000 for the hottest news tip of the year. When you see news happen, call us at 263-1140. I'll have Calgary and Southern Alberta weather right after this. NFL Western Final Game weather from XL's Global Weather Satellite.
Well, everybody wants to know.
Evans Red Deer reporting minus one. There's very light snow showers in Banff and minus one. Edmonton minus one. Lethbridge five and Medicine Hat plus seven. Right now in Calgary, it's 1 degree at 10:30. From Calgary's most listened to radio newsroom, I'm Michelle Jones with Kyle Gordon on 1140 CKXL.
Calgary's temperature reading right now is 12 degrees. We're going to have variable Chinook cloudiness today and tomorrow with westerly winds. Bit gusty at some times. Right now they're west of 33 and gusting to 52 kilometers per hour. And a high reading today of 18 degrees. Mountain Standard Time is 7:30. Here with the news is Nora Spick.
Thank you, David. Good morning. The superintendent with the Calgary Public School Board says a questionnaire on racism will be reviewed before it's used again. Jerry Fowler says the questionnaire was given to one grade five class and it was presented in conjunction with the police department. However, it's raised some questions, such as, will children develop racist attitudes when they're asked if it's true that Indians are never punctual and have no concept of time? Mr. Fowler says he doesn't think that would happen because the children are given a lot of instruction along with the questionnaire. Nevertheless, he says it won't be used again right away.
I will be meeting with the persons in the police service that have been making this program available to us, and we'll be taking a look at it before it's used in other programs. And that's not because we have particular feeling against the questionnaire. It's just that we want to make sure that it's being used for the purposes to which we feel it's best intended as far as schools are concerned.
Mr. Fowler says society's treatment of minority groups is part of the social studies curriculum in city elementary schools. The cost of living is up again. Statistics Canada says the consumer price index rose by 0.7% between September and October. The federal agency adds that the 12-month inflation rate now is running at 9.3%. Most of the increase is blamed on higher costs for housing, transportation, and food. An announcement is expected from the Treasury Board today regarding rent increases proposed for accommodation on military bases across the country. Rents from married quarters would increase anywhere from 40 to 70% under the suggested formula, but after Canada-wide complaints, that's being reviewed. The Department of National Defense has asked that increases be held to a maximum of $30 a month and that there be a ceiling on rents related to a percentage of pay. Although the rents with the increases won't be high by Calgary standards, many of the homes on the Calgary base are old, so they're not much by city standards either. At least one Forces couple, Fran and David O'Rourke, may be forced to quit and leave Calgary.
Unless we can get a posting to some place where we can afford to live, we'll just have to get out.
The problem is it's basically Calgary, then, that the rent increases here are just going to be too much for you.
Yes, but coupled with a couple of other things. The high cost of housing here means that we can't save any money to move anywhere else to buy a house, and we'll be left with nothing in the end.
Fran O'Rourke, wife of a sergeant in the Canadian Forces.